Today we're talking about the Erickson Public Library. Almost a whole month into the summer reading program.
I know. Can you believe that? We're here talking about July.
July. Mr. Z's. I can't tell if he's excited to talk about July or not. We'll find out. Joining us on the phone, we've got Candy Nelk and Rhonda Kelly. Good morning, Candy.
Good morning.
And Rhonda, good morning to you. Well, here we are, set to go. Yes. First of all, let's start. Kick off, we talked about it. We got visited before, actually, the summer reading program started. We were ready. We had the kickoff carnival, and it was warm.
It was warm, not like it is outside today, but, quite successful. We had a lot of new partners this year, which was great, and we were able to calculate that we had about 1,100 people that showed up, and so we thank our community, and, of course, we thank our partners for a successful event, but, of course, that wasn't the only thing, during the month of June. All of us have been running around with all sorts of great programming. So
I'm just looking at this past week. We did, just the last couple of nights. First of all, you had movies. You had about parks, ledges.
Oh, sure. So, yep. Candy can speak about the program on Tuesday. I had a cartoon drawing class on Tuesday, and we rounded out our last story time yesterday for June. And today, and then we also had campfire games, Rhonda and I did. That was quite successful. And then today I've got some insects and critters coming from the insect zoo at Iowa State. So,
and that's just June.
That's just June, and now we're here talking about July.
First things first.
Yeah,
closed on the 4th.
We are closed on the 4th. We are open on the 3rd. So, and then we'll reopen on the 5th.
Okay.
So, for children's in the month of July, of course, on Wednesday and Thursday, we will have story time at 10 o'clock. Our friend Luke from Iowa DNR started doing story time, so he'll be back on the 13th to do story time with us. And then Music and Movement has been quite successful, so we'll have another one on the 7th. And then the week of the 17th, we're really excited because our friend, the Very Hungry Caterpillar, we'll be making an appearance again because with our partnership with the conservation and funding through the North Central STEM Hub, we now have planted pollinator gardens. We did that in June, and we had great turnout and families and kiddos just planting away, putting those plugs in the ground. And so we'll have a soft unveiling on the 18th, which is a Tuesday at 6 p.m., and the caterpillar will make their first appearance, and then they'll be back on the 19th and 20th and 21st at 10 o'clock in the morning. Mm-hmm. So we encourage all families to come out. And also on the 19th, our friend Mark from Iowa Arboretum will be doing the story time there. So we're really excited to have special readers and special guests, especially those who work outside and work in nature. So excited about that. And then we have our friend from Parametric Studios. They're based in Ames, and they do a lot of work in augmented reality, science, STEM related. Yeah. So this past month in June, they made their own nightlights, but they had augmented reality, which was cool because then they could scan a QR code, and then it came to life. Pretty much you could see the solar system. And this coming month on the 20th of July at 3:30, kiddos will have a make a guitar kit. So the kits are available. They get to keep everything, but it's limited to 15. And we do ask for second to fourth grade. Everybody's welcome.
You want to get it in that age group.
Yeah, it's just they are, they're building it.
That's
kit.
What they're at.
It's just a different level of learning, which we're excited about. So please register. Registration is open now for that. And then on the 25th, we'll finish our family fun for the month of July for summer reading with Sunday Family Fun. And thanks to Candy, I like the title Sunday Family Fun on a Tuesday. It's good. So Tuesday the 25th at 6 p.m., we'll do stories and songs and a craft. And then, of course, they'll make their own ice cream sundae. So anything with food, I'm always down for. And then our friend at Drake University Head Start will be providing a bingo after a story time on the 26th. So we're really thankful for all of our partners to just who are jumping in and providing programs for the community. And then we round out on the 28th, the library pool party starts at 9:30 on a Friday. The free pool party pass will be available starting on Monday the 3rd and through the 27th. And so if you're participating in summer reading, you'll want to pick up that pass. But really, if you just show up on the 28th, I mean, it's not like we're going to say, no, you're not allowed in. but it's just a nice way
to
send
us. Who's going
to
stand there and do that?
I hope not. Usually Jamie's our director is the one that comes out and helps out with that too. So there's a lot of programs, and I'll just say keep coming on in for some of the incentives, but Beanstack, the app, has other incentives. We really want to get those used because some of them do have time frames and stuff.
Yeah.
And then we have special prizes. I'm pretty excited about these prizes. One of them is lunch with me, and then there's all sorts of it's good. Got to have that. And then there's a ukulele, and there's stuffed toys, and
there's
books and stuff. Yeah, we're excited about that. So you can still register for children, kids, tweens, and teens, and then adults. There's no registration. They just pick up a bingo card. So that rounds out July for and there's some other special programs, but I'm going to let Rhonda
There's a bunch of us.
Yeah, there's a bunch for teens and adults. So
let's go with Rhonda first. Yep. Rhonda, you want to transition from Mr. Z here?
Slowing down. One of the biggest ones I'm working on is bringing back Aerocon in person. So we haven't had it in person since COVID. So it's exciting. We're, you know, it's a little bit of a rebuild, but that's okay. So it's going to have a similar format as the previous Aerocons. It's on Saturday, July 15th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. And we're going to have vendors, free comic books for every person attending while supplies last. We're going to have a superhero story time at 10 a.m. At 11 o'clock, we have a special guest. Deadpool will be here roaming around doing meet and greets, and you can talk and interact with him. He's pretty fun. So door prizes, of course, costume contest at noon, and that's for kids, teens, and adults. So adults are encouraged to come in costume as well. Of course, family-friendly costumes since we're going to have kiddos around, but we're excited to bring that back. So that's going to be a big one.
It's a surprising just what things, just by facilitating, making it available, the number of people that will show up.
Absolutely. And I've had, you know, a really good response of people, you know, writing me and saying how excited they are it's coming back. So that makes me really happy. And we love to put things on just to bring, you know, families together and just adults coming out having fun too, you know. So it's going to be great. It's going to be good.
All right.
Yeah, so we're continuing with our 30-day yoga challenge, which we've been doing, started in June. Mindful Mondays are continuing Monday evenings at 7 p.m. That's some of our regular stuff that we've had. One of the other bigger programs we're having in July, it's called Behind the Beat, and we are really excited to have the African American Museum of Iowa coming for that program. Tuesday, July 11th at 6 p.m. We're doing it in the evening. That way, hopefully, adults can come participate after work as well because it is an all-ages program. And they're going to be exploring music history from African beats to jazz, blues, rock and roll. And so that's going to be really interesting to see that history and hear about it. And then one of our other bigger programs is on Saturday, July 22nd at 10 a.m. We are having an Under the Sea Mermaid Party. Our summer reading theme this year is Find Your Voice. And what better person to highlight than Princess Ariel, who has to find her voice after she loses it. So we are actually going to have Ariel here for story time. And there's going to be games, music, special snacks, and the Little Mermaid movie will be playing as well. So that's going to be a lot of fun. So we're excited.
Wow.
And I will be as excited as everybody else. Believe me. She's one of my favorites.
Okay.
So. And then towards the end of the month, we have a special historian who portrays Laura Ingalls Wilder coming. And again, that's going to be for all ages because that will appeal to everybody. That's going to be Thursday, July 27th at 3:30 p.m. It's called Moving Day with Laura Ingalls Wilder. So if you're a fan of the Little House on the Prairie books or the TV show, you'll definitely want to come on out for that and join us for that. Okay. And then for the teens, we have the Rook Room from Des Moines. Again, we're excited to partner with them for the first time, coming and doing a special Dungeons & Dragons evening. So it's called a one-shot campaign where the story will wrap up in one evening. So it's already been created. There are 15 spots left. There's going to be tables of five, groups of five, and there are 15 spots left. But you do need to register for that. And that is taking place on Wednesday, July 12th at 5 p.m., so you can register from our website calendar, or you can call us at the library, and we're happy to get you registered for that.
All right.
And then one other fun thing we have, again, for all ages, doesn't have to be just for the tweens, teens. If some adults want to come out, we have Valerie Williams, and I believe she is from Ames, and that's being presented through Cultural, and she's coming out and doing a dance class. So she's going to be teaching dances from around the world, and she'll also be telling the story behind the dances and the different cultures. So that's, okay. It's going to be educational and fun, and we're going to get some movement in. So that's Tuesday, July 18th at 2 o'clock. So come on out and get your groove on with us at the library.
Find your voice. Find your voice.
That's exactly. It. Absolutely.
All right. Candy, what about on the adult side? You still giving out the bingo cards?
We are. I my helper last night, she helped me hand out bingo cards and July calendars at the big band. So we've been to the Boone Municipal Band 4 weeks in a row. We've been partnering with them because one of the squares on the bingo card is to attend municipal bands. So it's been a great partnership, and we're really happy to be there this year. And I wanted to let everybody know that Christmas in July is going to be happening not only at the bookshop. I think Rhonda's heading that up.
Yeah.
But you can go to the bookshop. They have a tree. The library put a wish list together of books that we'd like to add to our collection. You can go and purchase a book at the bookshop from the tree, and then they'll give you 20% off Christmas, in-stock Christmas merchandise that she has there. And that's from July 1st to the 29th.
Yeah.
We're also having Christmas in July at the craft swap table. I've accrued quite a few Christmas items, and so during the month we'll be highlighting a lot of Christmas things. So you can stop in, look over the table, help yourself. We always have donation days second and fourth Mondays of each month.
Isn't it amazing how all of a sudden Christmas things show up in the summertime?
It is. Just
because
it
people
is.
Are,
but, you know.
Are they already digging them out or what?
I guess so, but I've gotten quite a few donations, so I thought, well, we'll just group them all together. Maybe we'd have a good turnout in the summer. Maybe we'll try it.
Okay.
I actually heard yesterday the grocery store is going to have eggnog in the store in July, so.
Oh, my goodness.
It's okay. We'll go for it then. We got to make it feel good. Sure. Yeah. We can.
Everybody's getting in their turn.
Yeah.
We had a good turnout for our concert at Herman Park Pavilion earlier in June with Lincoln Way Drivers, and they played some good rock and roll tunes, and everybody was singing along and having a good time. And we'll have another free concert at the Herman Park Pavilion on July 6th at 7 o'clock. The group is 45 RPM. They're a quartet and a barbershop quartet from Des Moines. So I hope everybody comes on out. It fulfills a square on the bingo card, and have a good time listening to them.
All right. That's on Thursday the 6th. Okay, good.
Thursday the 6th, yep. July Author Talk is Tuesday, July 11th. Science fiction Rachel Aukus will be with us, and she'll have some of her books and talking about a new one she has coming out. I believe it's called Secondhand Spaceman, and she's written over 30 books. She's a Central Iowa gal, and it's always nice to highlight people in the area.
Sure.
So come on out and listen to her.
Okay.
We'll have a Christmas potholder class, continuing on the Christmas theme. Karen Grote, she's a Boone quilter, and she's going to she's agreed to come and teach people how to make a quilted potholder. So we have 10 spots open, and the registration's on our calendar.
Okay.
If you're feeling artistic in the month of July, you can also come out for diamond art bookmarks. Kind of a new craze. It seems to be very popular with people using little tiny crystals to decorate paintings or pictures, and in this case, it'll be a bookmark. And a local crafter, Sarah Sobbing, is going to be there on Monday, July 17th, and you'll get a bookmark, and she'll show you how to do it. And we have spots for 24 adults that night, and also need to register on our calendar for that.
I'm looking at that, and I'm thinking you got to have a lot of patience to do that one.
A lot of patience. Yeah. It's pretty tedious. Yes.
The cat would knock mine over, you know.
So. Get your bifocals out.
Yeah really.
Country Music Memories will be on Wednesday, July 19th at 6 o'clock. Darla Knutson, she was at Kix 101 in Marshalltown for 32 years. And so over those years, she has met over 150 country music artists and celebrities, and she's been to over 500 concerts. So she's collected lots of memorabilia, lots of stories, and she'll be upstairs, and you're welcome to come. And she'll be bringing a lot of her pictures and memorabilia, and you're more than welcome to come and hear all about country music that night. I'm sure she's really had a wonderful career talking to all these people and in the music industry, and thought it was a good way to find your voice.
Yeah. Good.
Emily Mallory, our friend that we've been doing lots and lots of Zoom programs over the years, will be in person Tuesday, July 25th, and she'll be quilling. So teens and adults can come out, and she'll teach you the basic technique, and then pretty much you get to design what you'd like, I believe. Maybe do magnets or bookmarks. We have few different projects lined up. You can come and hear Tucker Mitchell. He'll be at the library actually tomorrow at noon, and then he'll be back on Friday, July 28th at noon, and he's there. He's not selling anything. He's just there to tell you about Medicare and answer any questions that you have.
Yep.
We have a busy month coming up. We had a busy month in June. I wanted to give a shout out to Cody Carlson. He did our program the other night, Parks Are Us, gave a history of the Boone City Parks, and then we showed the movie The Legends. We had a great turnout, lots of conversation, and we're talking about possibly doing it again next year because it will be the 100th anniversary of The Legends.
Sure.
So it was a great program. I'm so happy so many people came out that night.
So,
and it didn't hurt that we gave out two rail Explorer passes.
So that's
a great
yeah.
incentive. Thank you to yeah. them for donating those passes for us.
Those that's pretty good. Now that was on Tuesday, and Rhonda, you guys were out at the Y Camp last night. Do you have a pretty good crowd there?
We did. Yeah, I think probably the air quality maybe kept a few people away, but I thought it was great. We all had a wonderful time, and the staff at the Y were fabulous. We did some really fun sing songs around the campfire, and we had a good crowd out, and the friends grilled hot dogs. We had s'mores and just had a lot of fun. We brought some of our outdoor games out there with us last night. And we had Yahtzee, and we had ring toss, and people really enjoyed those games too, so it was a lot of fun.
All right. Well, July's looking awfully busy, and again, summer reading program activities go to the end of the month, so great opportunities for people still to participate.
Absolutely, and I know Zach mentioned a few of the prizes for the kids, and for the teens, we have gift cards. There's Amazon, Walmart, Target. I got Target requested by the teens, and they seem excited about that, as well as some local places, the Boone Theater, the bookshop, so Yeah, there's lots of time to sign up and win those prizes.
Still have time. And once again, it's all available. It's just one of those great opportunities. To me, it seems like, and again, with all of the different partners you've had joining in on so many different things, it's one of those things that the library, you become the staging point for a lot of them. It gives them a venue, a place to go in and do these things. And I think everybody appreciates that. That's why you're so busy.
Well, and we wanted to make sure people know, too, that the Adventure Pass is still available. And just in the last couple of weeks, they have taken away the Brenton Ice Skating Pass,
yeah,
and wasn't quite as popular, but they've added the Iowa Arboretum down at Madrid. So that's a wonderful opportunity that two adults and two children can go there one time per year for free just by having an Erickson Public Library card. So
easy enough.
We want to make sure people know that you can, and especially now that they're going to have that wonderful treehouse, great opportunity for families.
Got a lot of work to do to get that one completed, though.
It is. It's something to look forward to.
Sure is. Okay, I appreciate both of you taking time to be on the program with us today, along with Mr. Z, and I'll let you guys get back to resting up and getting ready to start July, okay?
Yeah,
sounds great.
Thanks for having
Thank
us.
You.